Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August the 26th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at the continued spike in COVID-19 cases in the country and the world over, with the Minister of Health saying that as of Tuesday, the 25th of August, 2020, Zimbabwe had 6,196 confirmed cases, including 4,961 recoveries and 166 deaths.
And according to Johns Hopkins University, there are almost 24 million people worldwide who have contracted COVID-19. And out of this number, 820,246 have actually died. And in USA, there are almost 6 million people that have coronavirus COVID-19. And out of this number, 178,535 have died.
We are also going to discuss about the ongoing Republican Party National Convention, which is underway in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Washington, D.C., with delegates from all states and territories nominating current President of the United States of America, Donald Trump, as the candidate to face Democratic Party candidate Joe Biden in the November presidential elections.
Please note that this is a pre-recorded show. I am in Bettersville, Maryland, and Jonga is my neighbor, so we are broadcasting from our homes.
Yes, we have turned our homes into studios, Gibbs, and I think it's working out well.
Yes, it is working very, very well. And,
yes.
You know, these are some of the opportunities that we can also explore to be innovative and so forth, you know.
Technology.
Yes.
Ongo wadiwa watereri ne watariri tinogamuchira muchirongwa chedu chatiri kutarisa zviri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nemi vari munyika azvireve kuti tinokusiyai muchirongwa ichi aiwa tinemi muchirongwa nhasi hurukuro dzatinadzo dzinobata nyaya yedenda recoronavirus kana kuti dziwamupengo coronavirus kana kuti COVID-19 iro ratinonzwa kuti munyika radzikamidzi kuburikidza nemafigiri kana namba dzakaziviswa nezuro nebazi rezveutano iro rakaziviswa kuti vanhu vanokwana kuita tingati zviuru zvitanhatu nezana nemakumi mapfumbamwe nevatanhatu 6,196 vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichochi asi chinofadza ndechekuti mukati mevanhu ivava 6,196 mune zviuru zvina zana mapfumbamwe nemakumi matanhatu nemumwe 4,961 vapora kana kupona kubva kuchirwere ichi zvichirevawo kuti uwandu hwevanhu vanenge vabatwa nechirwere ichi hwapasi zvikuru hwakadzikira asi chinosuwisa ndechekuti kune vanhu vanoita 166 kana kuti zana nemakumi matanhatu nevatanhatu vashaya kubva kuchirwere ichi ndo nyaya yatichakurukura nezvayo imwe yanyaya yatichatarisawo inyaya yemusangano uri kuitwa wenational convention nebato riri kutonga muno muamerica rerepublican party musangano wakatanga nemusi wemuvhuro matunhu ose emuamerica achidoma vadonald trump vanove mutungamiri weamerica pari zvino kuti vange vachimirira bato rerepublican party musarudzo dzichaitwa muna mbudzi kana muna november vatrump vachazenge vachikwikwidzana nevachamirira bato redemocratic party vajoe biden musarudzo iyoyo ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatichakurukura Gibbs.
Kunjalo kunongoke okwetulwa ngujonga kandemiri uyatsho kuti soko lavantu avedlula 6,000 singati ke vai 6,196 asevehlolwe vatholakala vele COVID-19 kwele Zimbabwe phakathi kwenani leli kula bantu 4,961 asebesiphephile kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kodwa ke ugatsha lwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi abayi 166 sebatshona. Nxa sikhangela ke emhlabeni onke jikelele iJohns Hopkins University ithi sokula bantu abafika phose 24 million asebebanjwe i-COVID-19 phakathi kwenani leli sokula bantu abayi 820,246 asebebhubhile. Iyaphinda njalo ukuthi ke kwele Melika abantu sebefika phose 6 million asebebanjwe i-COVID-19 nxa sikhangela kunani leli sokula bantu 178,535 asebebhubhile kwele Melika. So umkhuhlane lo kukhanya sibili kubamba okunye okumangalisayo ye okunye sisaxoxa ngakho ikhona okwenzakala kwele Melika. Sibonile ngeviki epheleleyo ibandla lama-Democrats likhetha uJoe Biden nonkosikazi Kamala Harris ukuthi yibo phela abancinisa ukhetho lukamongameli ngolwezi lonyaka. Bese kusithi ke kugasa ke manje ngomkhumbe ngithi ngomvulo kule Republican National Convention esikhethe ke umongameli Donald Trump ukuthi ancintise ukhetho lolu, labesekelwa ke umnumzana Mike Pence uvele ngumsekelo wakhe khona manje. So ke Joker, sibona izikhulumelo eziningi zibuya ku-Republican Convention zikhuluma okutshiyeneyo. Izolo sibonile ke unkosikazi wakhe uMelania Trump ekhuluma sibile ngokuthi umkakhe engabe ngumuntu onjani. Sabona ke abantu abanjengo-Nikki Haley labo bekhuluma no-Mike Pompeo la epompa khona ngale ese-Israel ekhuluma ngomongameli Donald Trump. Labanye ke abatshiyeneyo abanjengo-Tim Scott umuntu omnyama wathi ungathi umuntu omsuni owathi ekhuluma ngomongameli njalo lokuthi khethani umuntu ngokuthi seliboneni ngaye. Kuqakathekile khonokujoka.
Ndizvozvo. Chotanga hedu Gibbs nokungana kuti kuri kure nyaya iri kunetsa muZimbabwe yedenda reCovid-19. You know, if we say that 6,196 confirmed cases, including 4,961 recoveries, which means a total of 1,235 active cases are recorded in the country as we speak. Maybe we can start by bringing in Dr. Matthew Nyashanu, who is a health expert and also a health professor at Nottingham Trent University. Welcome you to our show, Dr. Nyashanu.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, Dr. Nyashanu, I can start by asking you your take on the figures in Zimbabwe. We have recorded 6,196 cases, including 4,961 recoveries and 166 deaths. What's your take on this?
Yes, I think now, taking into consideration the population that we have in Zimbabwe, and also taking into consideration that we do not have a very strong health system, the testing might be underestimating the numbers of people we have been affected by COVID-19, as we have always been reiterating at this the program. I think now there is also some evidence that COVID-19 is now spreading unabated in Zimbabwe, and this could be unprecedented moments for the people of Zimbabwe, putting into consideration that there is no strong health systems. Another thing to consider, I think, would be what will be of those that are affected whilst living in rural areas. As we know that in Zimbabwe today, the health system is just run down. We have health professionals on strike. We have empty hospitals. We do not have enough ventilators, or at least we do not have ventilators that can help those with chronic conditions to be able to withstand the impact of COVID-19. So it is an unprecedented moment and very, very bad for our population and for our society.
So what should people do, Dr. Nyashanu, to prevent contracting this disease?
Definitely what would work are the health guidelines that have been given out by health agencies, mostly avoiding coming together in groups. And where you are coming together as a group, I think it is important that people do use masks all the time. And also people should make sure that they wash their hands, they wash all the surfaces that are normally touched. And every time when they are coming out of, when they are coming from somewhere else into their homes, the first thing before greeting people or touching anything is to wash their hands and make sure that they are clean. If they have been working out for a long time, it is important that they change their clothes and put on other fresh clothes and make sure that those are washed, to get rid of any possibilities of carrying a coronavirus into the house and subsequently affecting other people who might be in the house. More than that, I think there is need for the government to invest more in the health system. They need to make sure that the impasse between health professionals and the Ministry of Health is solved as quickly as possible, and make sure that all the health professionals are paid their dues and they go back to work, to make sure that all those who would then be eventually affected are going to be taken care of as they go to different health facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Without all this, we are going to have an increase in the number of death cases in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashanu. Gibbs, you can continue.
Yeah. So now we see that there are roughly about 1,200 or so people that are active cases in Zimbabwe in terms of COVID-19. So under these circumstances, what are their survival?
The survival chances really depend on the condition of the person. It also depends on the health systems around that support patients. So I would actually say it depends on their health. If they do not have chronic conditions, some of them also, it depends with their age as well. If they are below 40, they are likely to overcome the condition. If they are between 40 and 80, and if they have any other underlying conditions, then they are likely to struggle. That does not mean that they cannot withstand COVID-19. Some of them would withstand COVID-19, and most of the people, because the death rate is not, if it's not, it's not more than half or 50%. No, it's well below that. So they are going to survive. Yes, there is some hope, but this hope can only be consolidated by a very strong and robust health system that needs to be put in place by the government. And it can also be consolidated by good practice in terms of preventing themselves from any other infections or secondary infections that may occur.
Can I put that in Shona?
Wongu, ndiri kutaura tichitarisa pachirwere cheCOVID-19 muZimbabwe. Iye zvino taakuona kuti COVID-19 yakuita kuti vanhu vari kutapurirana muZimbabwe. Uyezve chimwe chiri kuita kuti tione COVID-19 isange ichikwanisika kunge ichidzivirirwa kune vanhu, inyaya dzekuti health system yedu haina kusimba. Saka surveillance or follow-up yevanhu vanenge vaine COVID-19 yakati haina kusimba. Naizvozvo hatisi kuziva kuti anenge aine COVID-19 ndiani, and vamwe vacho vakutoenda kana kumaruzevha kumamisha uko vosvika voipasawo ikoko. Asi chimwe chinhu chinozoitikawo zvakarezve ndechekuti health system medu dai manga maita kuti chawana manurses nemadoctors adzokera kuno kuzvipatara. Asi kuti vadzokere, ngavapiwe mari dzavo nehurumende. Hurumende inofanira kuisawo mari ipapo. Uyezve vanhuwo futi vanofanira kunge vachiziva kuti kana vachinge vabuda panze vachidzoka mudzimba dzavo, ngavageze maoko avo kuti vauraye majemes anenge vanenge vatora kubva panze. Uyezve nhumbi dzavanenge vakapfeka ngavadzibvise, vobva vadzivo vachipfeka dzimwe nhumbi dzakachena dzavanenge vasiya mumba. Izvi zvinoita kuti majemes ecorona virus ange achifa. Uyezve vanofanira kunge vachisuka masurfaces ese emudzimba dzavo nemadetergents anoita kuti anenge achiuraya mavirus. Pamunonosanganawo nevamwe kana paine chaunga, ivai munopfeka mamask kuitira kuti muzvidzivirire kubva kuchirwere cheCOVID-19. Vadhuve vandibvunza kuti machances ekuti vanhu vangararama akaita sei evanhu vanenge vabatwa neCOVID-19. Ndikati inini, munhu akubatwa neCOVID-19 anorarama. Vamwe zvavo vanopinda munjodzi. Asi zvese izvi zvinoenderana nekuti munhu uyu ari paage ipi. Kana munhu akura, machanziswo ake anenge achiita mashoma. Akaitawo futi munhu akura aine underlying conditions akaita sana hypertension, high blood pressure, kana mamwe ma chronic conditions atinoziva, anoita zvezvakare kuti munhu kurarama kwake kunge kuchi kusingaenderere mberi. Asi kana kuri kuti vanhu vana vadiki ava vanokwanisa kuve nemachanzi akawanda ekurarama. Vamwe vacho vanogona kutobatwa nechirwere chekorona zviri mild zvekuti havatombozvinyasi kuzviona kuti vanga vabatwa nechirwere chekorona ichi. Saka zvinhu zvekuti zvinodependa nemunhu uyezve zvikuru zvacho zvinozodependawo futi nekuti health system yedu iri kubatsirawo vanhu zvakaita sei.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Okay, Gibbs, go ahead with Mr. Moyo.
Mr. Moyo, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Thank you so much. So we are also talking here about the Republican National Convention. What's your take so far about what is going on?
Yeah, well, basically the Republicans, they condemned the Democratic Party convention, and Trump called it a very dark convention, and that they were going to present a more united, more hopeful convention. But we saw exactly the opposite with the speakers that came on that have spoken so far, except for, I would say, maybe the first lady, Melania Trump. Her speech was very convincing to me because she touched on the prevailing conditions with the coronavirus and its effects. And also she painted a more hopeful, more united picture than we saw from the other speakers like Donald Trump Jr., who I think was just screaming at the top of his lungs, trying very hard, I would say, to promote his father. And also we saw other people that were thrown in there to try and humanize Trump and try and make him not sound like the racist that we have all grown to, accustomed to hearing him when he's on the podium. And most of the time it was all praise singing of how great Trump is on the good things that he has supposedly done, without a lot of them not even willing to talk about his failures in controlling the coronavirus spread and the deaths that we have seen so far in the U.S., which, as you stated in your opening remarks, are now at 178,000. I mean, this is unprecedented and unheard of a first world to fail to contain a virus like this in the manner that the U.S. has done. And mostly it's attributed to failure in leadership. So we're hoping that we would hear more of what the Republicans intend to do in terms of controlling the spread. Unfortunately, I think they fell short on that. The focus was really on praising Trump more than anything else, which is something we've grown accustomed to here, that if you're a Republican, you have to toe the line, especially if you are contesting in the next elections. Otherwise, if you don't toe the line, Trump will tweet about you and will put you down, and the next thing, before you know it, the Republican followers will start also to look badly upon you. Mm-hmm. So most people, they just have to draw the line and praise Trump at all levels, just so to preserve their positions.
Yes, I want to get a conversation later.
Yeah, iconvention yamaRepublican thina besikhangelela ukuthi njengokutsho kukaTrump ukuthi kuzoba lomehluko omkhulu kiyo lo wamademocrat, ngoba uye wablama iconvention yamademocrat eyenzekale last week esithi igloomy, idark, inyama vele ayibonisi ihope, wende ngabantu abafuna ukupromota ianarchy njengoba sibonile besapotana lama-Black Lives Matter protesters. Trump bebasola kakhulu, yena egcikezelela kakhulu amaphoyisa. So besikhangelela ukuthi hhayi, sizozwake ukuthi i-convention le izobuya yini lama-solutions to igciwane leli eselibona selibulela abantu abaningi elizweni le-America. Njengoba sikhuluma nje khona manje sekule over 178,000 abantu asebefile. I think yinto esengqondweni zabantu abaningi right now ukuthi okay sizosurvive kanjani leli gciwane. And abaningi I think bebethemba ukuthi bazozwa ama-Republican ekhuluma ngendlela abazozithatha ezizosiza ukuthi leli gciwane libe under control. Kodwa sikubonanga konke lokho. Engathi ukuthi sikubonile ngathi beku-hopeful, bekuyispeech sika-First Lady uMelania Trump lapho atshengise khona yena I think ubuntu bakhe and ezama futhi langezinye indlela ukuthi atsho ukuthi uTrump ungumuntu olungileyo, ungumuntu olothando lwesizwe oyi-hard worker. Kodwa sikuzwanga kakhulu kwamanye ama-Republican. UMelania esakhe ispeech besi-unite, besingathi siyahlanganisa abantu ongafani labanye abakhulumileyo abafana labo-Pompeo, labo-Donald Trump Jr. Esibone khona ukuthi hayi bona cha bagijimisa ukuthi ba-praise uTrump noma ngayiphi indlela. Enye into engifuna ukuthi ngisho ukuthi Congress le i-convention le ama-Republican i-create i-controversy ubana i-first time ukuthi sibone u-sitting president esebenzisa ama-resources awelizwe njenge-White i-White House i-consider njenge-resource yomuntu wonke. But sibone bona beyisebenzisa for i-political convention kuyinto engakazi yenziwe before amanye ama-president. Njalo futhi sibonile even lo Pompeo laye ngokuqala ukuthi sibone u-Secretary of State esupportana le-party yakhe especially e-abroad ehambe ngama-resources awo elizwe ngoba ehambe ngomsebenzi. So izinto ezinye esizwe abaningi becomplaina ngazo kakhulu from ama-Democrat.
Ye, tonga ujonga kona manje azisamuzwa. Ye, ukhanya ngazani tonga sesikuzwa mbijana. Qhubeka tonga. Nokukhanya ngazani ujonga kana mele sesimlahlekelene. Ujena sikwazi ukuthi moyo uyamuzwa kwalapho ujonga.
Hayi cha, angimuzwa.
Dr. Nyashanu, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
What about Jonga?
No, I can't hear Jonga.
Yeah, okay. So while he's sorting out, maybe his mic here could be
muted. Maybe he's muted.
That's right, yes. So let me come to you, Dr. Nyashan. So looking at what is happening right now in terms of the U.S. Elections, and particularly the Republican National Convention, you live in England, and you are seeing, as an outsider, things happening this side. What's your take on what's going on?
Yeah, quite very interesting. I was actually following with interest, and I think everyone here in England following with interest the elections of the United Kingdom, the United States. In fact, it was actually interesting to see how the two parties are different in terms of how they look at things. Last week, when we looked at the Democrats, actually, there was some very fierce discussions that were actually touching on the lives of people. Coming now to the Republicans, except for the wife of Donald Trump, Melania Trump, she actually delivered a more purposeful speech, which was actually moving, which touched on contemporary issues that are affecting the United States. However, when you look at other people who were put on the podium, they were meant to stage manage the whole thing and portray Trump as the sole leader who could actually be reelected. I didn't enjoy much the use of vulnerable people, somebody who had been in prison and now turned an advocate, then masquerading there before the Republicans. There was also some very non-practical activities like, you know, people going to naturalize in front there. it's all an opposite of what Trump represents in his political trail of activities. If we look for the past 4 years, we have seen Trump being associated with racial undertones, with the hate for foreigners, and some of the times being unable to denounce far right wing movements. And what was actually being said about him was a total opposite of what he had done in the past 4 years.
Yes. So looking at how things go here in USA, do you think that these are some democratic processes that you admire and feel that there is sort of like participatory democracy? Is that the case?
Oh, definitely. I would say America, well, used to be the shining star for democracy. But it was not until late that we had Donald Trump, say, for example, now using the White House to run a political party activity, and also having people, you know, the National Guard unleashed and the police to drive people, you know, the other time for Donald Trump to walk all the way to the church to just pose for some photos. That was really nasty on the face of democracy of the United States of America. And that was actually closer to the dictatorship that we are trying to fight across the world today.
Yes, maybe Tonga. Yeah, still, I think Tonga, we cannot pick his audio. So we'll try a certain trick here. Baba Moyo, so talking about how the convention will go up to tomorrow, give us your take on what is expected tomorrow.
Right now, we see the unemployment rate in the U.S. is over 10%. When he got into power, the unemployment rate was around 3%. So we would expect him to come clean, maybe, which is a trait that he clearly does not have. Like my brother was saying, Nyashanu, there about the spectacle we've been seeing at the White House, him pardoning people, him showing people getting their citizenship, things that we know for sure. Right now, we have Black Lives Matter, we have the streets on fire. Yesterday, two days ago, we saw another shooting of a black man. Plague, and we know that right now in Wisconsin there's riots going on there. And Trump in the past, all he has done was to send the National Guard and attack the rioters and call them looters and all sorts of names. And we've heard him talk about Joe Biden as this guy who's not going to enforce law and order, who's going to allow anarchy to prevail in the country. So those are the kind of things that we expect to hear from Trump. I don't think we will hear anything of substance. I don't think we'll hear anything that will ameliorate the people's lives, give hope to when the coronavirus is going to be defeated. One other thing is, I know he's going to try and push for a vaccine that might jump hoops and not go through the normal process and end up being an unsafe vaccine, as Dr. Fauci has stated. So those are the kind of things that I think Trump will try and do to portray himself as the best president ever, which is what he thinks he is, even though the polls show that it's the opposite.
Yeah, Tonga, can you hear us now? Yes, he can hear us very clearly. But we can't hear him. So let's try this, Tonga. So I'll call him so that maybe he can respond, and then we can continue using one way that we can incorporate him into the show. So, Tonga, if you are hearing me, can you respond to that call so that we can try this at least? So, in fact, it seems as if he is not even picking that call. So, anyway, Dr. Nyashanu Pashona, Uruzona say, Zuruitika who. America.
Yeah, zviri kuitika kuAmerica zvinhu zviri kuteverwa nepasi rose zvichi nekuda kuziva chokwadi kuti zvinhu izvi zviri kufamba sei. tiri kuona zvino kuti masure memadhemocrats pakaita convention yavo last week, maRepublicans wo auya achiita convention yavo. Asi tikatarisa kuti zvii zviri kusungwa kumaparties avo maDemocrats nemaRepublicans, tiri kuona kuti maDemocrats paaitaura chero zvazvo pano nepapo vaizowana pekuti vanosvora, waiwana kuti zvinhu zvizhinji zvavaitaura vaitaura nhamo dziri kusangana nevanhu vemuAmerica, nezvinhu zvinoda kugadziriswa, nezvinhu zvakashata iye zvino, nezvinhu zviri kunetsa vanhu. Asi kuzotarisa vhiki rino iri tichiona maRepublicans apa convention yavo, kusara kwemukadzi wemutungamiri wenyika waTrump akataura nezvekutambura kwevanhu, nezvinhu zvinoda kuitwa, nezveracism, hakuna mumwe wemaDemocrats sezvataurwa nasawira wangu apa kuti hakuna mumwe wemaDemocrats akataura zvinhu zvine musoro, kana vaive vachingotaura vachituka chete. Waiona munhu anongopinzwa ari kungotuka nekutaura kuti Trump ndiye munhu akanaka chete. Asi kuti vataure nezvekuti pane munhu akapfurwa kuswera zuro kuAmerica, ndoo zvinhu zvaifanira kuhighlightwa paconvention yemaRepublicans. Vubva vataura kuti ndo maproblems atiri kuda kuti tinge tichisolva akaita sewawa. Asi vakatoita sekuti hakuna munhu akanga afa. Vese vari kutaura uri kungoona kuti vanhu vari kungoitwa kunzi muti Trump ndiye mukuru, kozouya kuti anotora vanhu vachiita kunonaturaliza kuti vave maAmericans zvakunoitirwa muwhite house. Aiwa, zvinhu zvekungotaridza zviya zviya kuti ndo zvatiri kuita izvi, zvinhu zvenaturalization tinoziva kuti zvinoitika zuva nezuva. Saka kuti tichinyasa kutaura chaiko chaiko, handifungi kuti Trump munhu anenge ari munhu sezviri kutaurwa nemaRepublicans ba. Vanozviziva kuti Trump haana kuchinja maitiro ake, kusapota maparties akaita semafar right wing parties, kusada kutsiura avo vanhu vanenge vaita rusaro raganda, kusada kutsiura kushata kunenge kwaita mapurisa anouraya munhu. Izvozvo ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvichaita kuti maRepublicans ave achinetseka kuti anga achitora utungamiri hweAmerica pasarudzo iri kuzoitika muna mbudzi.
Ye, kuto siyabona baba gentlemen, sinazi ujonga kuti sasizwa ini. Jonga, sasizwa ini baba? Ye, uyasizwa, sinazi ukutamanya baba muzwa ini. Kwa yangazana baba kuzwa jonga. So ke, baba gentlemen, nasisiya pambili lapha siyabona kuti unkosikazi Melania Trump sikhulumile. Sithi umkakhe umuntu njengabantu nje, njengamlawe, silemuli, into ezinjalo. So ke, khona ukwena akukhulumileyo, kambe bangabe sebethole abanye abantu abangabasekela yini? Hayikhona lapha abakubase, but abanye nje athi bezimele efensini lapha besithi khona zake sibone. Ubona njani Moyo? Ye, Dan Moyo uyangizwa? Ye, ukhanye ngazani uDan Moyo ucingo lwakhe asamuzwa, singazi ukuthi sokuhamba njani. Dan Moyo, ye, sesikuzwa-ke. So ke ubona njani khonokho okhulunywe ngunkosikazi Melania Trump ukuthi athi phela umnumzana umongameli ngumuntu njengabantu? So ke ubona njani khonokho?
I'm doing good. Bakwethu, ngizoxolisa sengingene kumeeting la, sorry, so sengizama ukubhalansa izinto ezimbili la, lingixolele.
Ye, okay, no, kulungile then. Kulungile. So ungaphendula kancane khonapho kithi.
Angisazwanga umbuzo wakhona, bengizama ukukonnecta la.
Ye, okay, umbuzo wathe ukuthi siyabona uMelania Trump ukhulumile ngesimo sikamongameli ukuthi ngumuntu njengami lawe. So ke kambe angabe thole usekelo yini kwabanye abantu abakade bangacabangi ukuthi besekele uTrump?
Angiboni, ngoba inkinga ekhona yokuthi even after ekhulume kakuhle kanjalo uMelania, uTrump kusasa konke lokhu uzokurivesa ngoba uzosuka azikhulumele the usual Trump esimaziyo okhuluma izinto eziracist ezizonda eminye imihlobo engafani layo. So I think konke okuhle okwenziwe uMelania lokhu sizokubona kuriversiwe kusasa, if not even tonight nge-tweet, ngoba uTrump akaphuzi kule mino vele elula kakhulu ekuthitheni. So angiboni ukuthi bonke lokhu kwenzakeleyo kuzotshintsha ingqondo zabantu ngoba abantu bayamazi ukuthi ungumuntu onjani.
Ye, siyakubona sithi kumele uphendule ucingo lolo. So phendula ucingo lwakho usivale thina ngapha kuze sikuzokuhle babumoyo. So let me go back to Mr. Dr. Nashanu. So Dr. Nashanu, looking at how things are going, do you think that at the end of the day, some people have actually said what was said by Mrs. Trump swayed them or something that was sort of like very human?
Yes, it was human, but I don't think that it was powerful enough to make people forget about the treatment that they've received from the Republicans in the past 4 years. I think, meanwhile, it was one, it was a tip of the iceberg, no, not, it was just a tip of the iceberg of so many bad speeches that followed. But I don't think that will tip the fortunes of the Republican Party, because people are still grappling from the impact that has been caused by the current president. We have never seen the rise of far right-wing movements in America like that over the years, but these have sprawled to life during the time of Donald Trump, and many, the police themselves have escalated the way they are killing black people, which has actually made other people to believe that this might be a result of a president who does not challenge the status quo in terms of how racism is being transacted in America.
Yes, Tonga, can you hear me now? So apparently Tonga can be audible on our Facebook page, but we cannot pick his audio right here. So I think what we can do is to come back to him shortly. So Dr. Nashanu, looking at how things are going, what do you think is going to happen come November? We have seen that there are some people who are saying, you know, at the end of the day, Mr. Trump may refuse to vacate office. So what's your take on that?
Okay, I've heard those insinuations and sentiments from different people about him refusing to leave the office. But all what I can say is he is now trying to paint the election to be a rigged election. He has already started looking at the elections as something that is not being done within the legal framework. He has already started saying that there could be some more stolen votes through the posting system. And he has actually tried to affect the posting system of America. And all what Trump will be doing, I think, when he gets defeated in November, he will go, but he will go with some probably some lawsuits and all those other things that he can do to face to save his face. But I don't see him surviving the coming election. And actually, the opinion polls are showing that. And if you look at the difference within the opinion polls, it shows you that the people of America are resolute. They have actually learned a lot in the past 4 years about how the social setup has been affected by a myriad of problems that includes racism, that includes discrimination, that includes also vulnerable people struggling to get health care. I think the fight that was mounted by Trump on the Obamacare again tells you who is he saving and how people may feel about him.
So now, basically, you can put that in Shona and say exactly what you think could be the outcome of the general, of the presidential election.
Indrikuona kuti ma elections kwa America arikuitwa munambudzawa. ndirikuona kuti Trump achange achikundikana, President Trump andifunge kuti vanobudirira. Nekuti zviri kuitika ndezvekuti vanhu havasi kufara nezvakaitwa naPresident Trump pama4 years apa pavakanga vachitonga. Chatinoona ndechekuti nguva dzakatonga President Trump, vanhu vazhinji vakasafa yatinoti racism, plus zve President Trump vaishaiwa simba rekuti vange vachitsiura atinoti mafar right wing parties anoita nezverusaruraganda, zvinoita kuti vanhu vakazhinji vakatsamwa. Naizvozvo tiri kuona vamwe vanhu even rekumaRepublicans vari kutosiya Republican Party vachitaura kuti ivo vachavhotera Joe Biden nekuti havasi kubvumirana nezviri kuitwa naPresident Trump. Asi zvandiri kuona zvichazoitika ndezvekuti President Trump iye zvino ukatarira ukanzwa matauriro avo, haakutaura achiti maelections awo haasi fair, ari kuda kupirwa. Izvi ari kuzviitira kuti zvisazomunyadzisawozve kana achinge akundwa. Anobudawo aine zvekutaura kuti aiwa ndabirwa, ndaitirwa zvakati. Asi ukatarisa zviri kuitika iye zvino, handifunge kuti President Trump vane simba rekuti vanganga vachizvitsikinyudza kuti vabve vaisa maDemocrats pasi. Ndinoona kuti vanhu vari kunyunyuta nekutsutsumwa pamusoro peutongi hwaPresident Donald Trump.
Now, turning to the first issue that we're actually discussing here, and that is COVID-19 in Zimbabwe. So now, when you look at the statistics, you look at the trend and all these other things that are going on, we know that doctors are on strike, some nurses are on strike, and the health sector is almost on its knees. And we know that the government doesn't have a lot of money to prop up that system. But then the bottom line is, how do you protect yourself as an individual? Let's say Gibbs and Magwegwe, how do you do your kind of, protection day by day, to say, let me live this kind of life?
Yes, Gibbs, I think it is quite very important that we talk about how people can protect themselves in Zimbabwe, taking into consideration that our health system is not so strong to support the population. It is important that people do wear masks when they go out, and if they are attending any gathering that is a sizable crowd, they need to be wearing masks. They need also to exercise extreme caution about leaving a distance of 1 to 2 meters between themselves and other people. This would actually save them from contracting coronavirus. More importantly, when people come back into the house, they need to make sure that the first thing they do is to wash their hands. They need also to take off the clothes that they've been wearing and set them off for washing as quickly as possible, and make sure that they also clean all the surfaces regularly in the house where COVID-19 might actually be. So all these cautions need to be done every day, and people need to make sure that they also educate young people, young children, as they go out or go to school, that they should be cautious about touching surfaces and touching their mouth. I think this is an unprecedented time for the people of Zimbabwe in terms of trying to save ourselves from COVID-19. If the schools go ahead to open, I think it is very important that the government should provide masks for children or for students in high schools and in colleges and universities, taking into consideration that we have got more than 90% of the population that is not employed. This is a very, very important thing that the government should do so that they can prevent people from contracting COVID-19. More importantly, I think we should move on with the impasse that is between the government and the health sector. the government should actually pay the health professionals so that they can go back and man the hospitals. Because what will be happening is that all these 6,000 people who have been affected by COVID-19, if they become worse, no one is going to look after them. And definitely that will make us to have higher cases of death. And I think that is something that should be prioritized by the government more than probably spending money on individual people or trying to buy some other things which just benefit very few people.
And I think Chonga is around now. Chonga, can you hear me? Apparently, I cannot hear. So there are these new protocols on testing for COVID-19. So we know that the WHO has actually spelled out that, you know, somebody without visible symptoms of COVID-19 cannot just be tested and all those kind of things. So what's your take on that?
Oh, come again.
So indications are that there are new protocols in terms of, you know, testing for COVID-19. So if somebody doesn't show signs that or symptoms that is what the COVID-19 cannot be tested, you cannot just do some random tests. So why are they saying all these kind of things? You see that even in the USA, they are going along those lines right now.
I think it is because, you know, there would have been some sort of research that is behind that practice. And I think most of this testing and who is to be tested is also based on science. So, again, there is a need for us to make sure that we are doing something that is cost effective. And only the cost effectiveness can be informed by research and science. And I think the present protocols that are being given out by the World Health Organization is meant to be cost effective and is also meant to make sure that the right people are targeted and the right resources are not then misused, but they are used positively.
So you can put that in Shona as well. Go ahead, Dr. Nashana. Go ahead, sir.
And Rikuti, my protocol, anenga achitaurwa ne World Health Organization, zvikuru sei kana achiudzwa kunyika dzakasiyana siyana dzinoita matest, zvinhu izvi zvinobva mukuti zvinenge zvatariswa kana kuti zvaitwa ongororo mumasure metsvakurudzo yatinotiyo pachirungu research, vobva vaona kuti tikati vanhu vakadai havatestwe. Vanenge vakuona kuti tikatestawo vanhu vanenge vakadai dzimwe namba vanenge vasina chirwere, uyezve tinenge taakutambisa zvinhu zvatinotestisa, uyezve zvinenge zvichidhura. Kana taziva kuti vanhu vakadai havana chirwere, zvinenge zvaakuita kuti izvo tinge tichiti vanhu vatatesta vaivaya vanhu vari kutozikanwa kuti vanenge vari vulnerable kana kuti vanhu vanenge vaine potential yekuti vabata chirwere. Saka zvinhu izvi zvese izvi zvekuti madirections kana protocol yekuti matestiro anofanira kufamba sei zvinenge zvichibva mutsvagurudzo kana kuti research inenge yakaitwa neWorld Health Organization.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave, 4930-7270 laku 9885 kHz ku-short wave. Ekuseni kusukusela ngo-6 kusiya ngo-7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukusela ngo-7 kusiya ngo-9 pm sitholakala ku 909 medium wave laku 4930-6040 laku 15460 kHz ku-short wave.
Yes, now going back to Zimbabwe, we see that the testing mechanisms are just similar like what is happening in other countries. So, and some people are saying, you know, when it's very hot, you know, they may not necessarily have large numbers of people contracting COVID-19. Is there any scientific basis for that?
Oh, right. In fact, the efficacy of that is still to be ascertained and re-researched. Research about COVID-19 is still going on. But the basis is that normally the family of flus do not thrive in hot weather. It's a known fact from research. But, you know, things like COVID-19 can mutate and can change. No one knows actually how it is can mutate and, come in another way. But the hope is that with hot weather, it can slow down any family of flus, which we are hoping, although the efficacy is still under research. I think it is important to acknowledge the general point that is accepted by science.
Makatirira ku Studio 7 munotibata pamasaisa anoti 909 AM 4930 6040 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutibata mangwanani nenguva dza 6 pamasaisa anoti 909 AM 4930 7270 ne 9885 kHz pa shortwave.
But can you put that in Shona? And then the next question will be, you know, people are drinking a lot of ginger, they're drinking lots of lemon juice, lots of things. So they work as well. So go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Zvatati chitaura zvekuti ehe takuenda mumwaka unopisa vanhu kuti vamwe vari kuti chirwere chekorona chinogona kunge chisisiko. Ngatiregerei kudero nekuti pachiri kuitwa tsvagurudzo kana kuti yatinoti research kuti zvinyase kuzikanwa kuti hachirarame kana kuchipisa. Asi zvatinoziva isusu kubva kutsvagurudzo dzakamboitwa makore akapera ndezvekuti kana iri nguva yakadai zvirwere zviri mufamily yeflu zvinonge zvichiita zvakafananawo necovid-19 zvinoenda pasi nguva inenge ichipisa. Saka tiri kuvimba kuti tsvagurudzo iri kuitwa dzimwe nhambo ichazotikonfemera kuti ichokwadi, kana kwapisa COVID-19 hainge ichifamba kana kuti inobva yapera. Izvo zvinhu zvatakamirira kuti tinge tichinzwa tichisimbisa. Asi isusu kwese kwatinenge tiri uko, ngatiregerei kuzvidzivirira tichiti kwaakupisa, nekuti hapana ari kuziva nezvechirwere ichi. Chirwere checovid-19 zvachinoita, chinoita mutate kana kuti kuchinja, zvekuti hapana munhu aati aakuziva zvachinoita zvese. Zvichiri zvunhu zvichiri kuitwa tsvagurudzo nemascientists.
So now people drinking lots of different things, ginger, lime, you know, lemon. Is that working?
Yeah.
The old people are drinking tanks and tanks of those, you know? Yeah.
Alternative medicine, alternative medicine. Do you want me to say in English?
In English first, yes. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. Alternative medicine is not new, and it has helped a lot since time immemorial. The history of public health and health in general has been sustained by alternative medicine and is still in the world today. 60% of rural population are still thriving on alternative medicine. However, there is a downside to the alternative medicine in terms of we don't know the amount that you can take. We don't know the impact of after effects. Not only that, alternative medicine's efficacy has not been tested widely, and we don't know the threshold of the efficacy. So to advise people that we have got a corona treatment in terms of alternative medicine, please, it is important that we only advise that we have treatment after efficacy has been approved. However, as practice, people can go on still to use alternative medicine. Alternative medicine is not a crime.
Can I put that in Shona?
Yes. Mishonga yatinoti alternative medicine yakaita semalemon yakaita semaherbs mishonga yakatibatsira zvikuru kubva kare ndino zivisa vateereri kuti iye zvino tichitotaura kudai ko 60-70% yevanhu vari kushandisa mishonga yealternative medicine mumarural areas ende vachitoraramawo nayo asi zvinhu zviri pamusoro yealternative medicine ndezvekuti isusu hatinyase kuziva kuti alternative medicine inorapa kusvika papi hongu inorapa ihongu imwe yacho hairapi nekuti hatina kuziva inonzi efficacy saka alternative medicine uyezve unonzwa hatizive kuti unotora quantity yakaita sei vamoyo vanonditaura kuti nyashanu warwara tora maglazi maviri vamoyo havambonditaurire kuti 500 mils vanongoti maglazi maviri chete Gibson ndudzawo futi maglazi maviri asi ukazotarisa maglazi maviri avamoyo navadhuve akasiyana ndopanonetsa nyaya yealternative medicine ipapo unonzwa zvakunzi ngapinde mugumbeza toboilisa mushonga vogara kwechinguva kwechinguva hatizivi kuti chakareba sei saka ndo zvimwe zvinonetsa pamusoro pealternative medicine kuti tinge tichiitaura kuti zvinhu zvinoshandiswa pakuti zvipodze munhu pachokwadi hongu zvinoshanda handidi kuramba kudero nekuti isu tese tichikura takashandisa alternative medicine ndinoziva kuti sekuru vangu vainditi kana pandairwara kwanzi vaiti tora makwati emukomberwa mukomberwa ndemumwe muti unovava zvekuti ende ndandisingadi kumadya iwawo asi ndaitopora
That's alternative medicine for you. So, Dr. Nishan, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. So, we wish to take this opportunity to thank Dr. Matthew Nashano, who is based in the UK. He is a medical health practitioner. And then we wish to thank also Mr. Den Moyo, who is an MTC politician and is a political analyst on his own. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, and I wish to sign out on behalf of my colleague, Tonga Kandemiri. I think something happened to his line. Thank you so much, Zimbabwe, and good night. Bye-bye, Doctor.
Thank you. Siyabonga.
Siyabonga. Thank you so much.
Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930 7270 laku 9885 kilohertz ku short wave ekseni kusukusela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7 kuthi ke ntambama kusukusela ngo 7 kusiya ngo 9 pm sitholakala ku 909 medium wave laku 4930 6040 laku 15460 kilohertz ku short wave.